The World Summit on the Information Society, WSIS, was a series of UN-sponsored conference about information and communication that took place in 2003 and 2005. One of its chief aims was to bridge the so-called digital divide, separating the rich countries from poor countries by spreading access to the internet in the developing world. In the first phase took place in Genova, delegates took part from 175 countries. The first phase, however, failed to agree on the future of internet governance. The internet governance is the development of applications by governments, the private sector, and civil societies in their respective roles of shared principles, norms, rules, decision-making procedures, and programs that shape the evolution and use of the internet. However, in the second phase held in Tunis last year resulted in the agreement Tunis Commitment and the Tunis Agenda for the Information Society and the creation of the Internet Governance Forum. As said earlier, that in the second phase in Tunis there were the Tunis Commitment and the Tunis Agenda for the Information Society and the creation of Internet Governance Forum, which failed in the first phase. Also, the introduction of $100 laptops was discussed. This is a big step that has been taken to bridge digital divide. There were also other solutions which will hopefully help in the bridging digital divide.
The WSIS has made several plans in how to bridge digital divide, but the problem that will crop up is that who will pay for these technology projects in the developing countries. Due to the WSIS, human rights defenders and other voices for change in Tunisia are subject to increasing harassment and repression by the government. Stopping the rights and freedoms of expression and information the summit was intended to promote. This will also result in an argument regarding the venue of the summit. According to certain critics, the WSIS didn't have much effect on the United States of America, as very few people knew about it. Another impact that was noticed was interest among the Arab countries with the importance of community-based and non-governmental organizations and their impact on ICT. Since the $100 laptops will be distributed to children in rural areas, the problem that arises is that will the children be able to handle the laptops? Since laptops are very sensitive, a slight mishap can cause damage to the laptop. Because these laptops are distributed, awareness should be spread on how to use these laptops, so that once the laptops arrive, there will be no problems on how to use them.
After the WSIS, it has been fixed that the $100 laptops will be distributed to schools and other institutions in the rural areas. The question that arises is that how reliable will this $100 laptops be? Since the laptops are very cheap, the qualities of these laptops may not be that good, but at least it is some sort of start or redemption from having no knowledge about technology. Digital divide can be a very broad topic, but it is basically helping the people who are not in reach of any technology and fill the gaps with technology might help people, which would make their life very easy. The WSIS was a series of UN-sponsored conference about information and communication that took place in 2003 and 2005 to introduce the new global action, the digital divide. The action would be successful when the world would basically stop seeking for technology and everyone would have the ability to keep up with technology and new updates. One of the actions in the $100 laptops is the $100 laptops. Countries like Africa who are behind with technology and have the opportunity to buy these laptops and basically slowly lead to them to the world of technology. Similar to this action, countries like US and UK might also do a giveaway or donate old computers to countries who are lack of technology. Therefore, they can keep up with the world. Now, digital divide is growing throughout the world and people are talking about it and actions are being taken. And the students of year 2000 are researching and working on it through a daily basis subject. Wrapping up the issue of WSIS, in our point of view, we think There should be a conference every year. Therefore, important actions like digital divide get spread around quickly and actions would be taken very fast as we speak of it.